The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Good morning to this old house. We give thanks to God for this morning. We are all welcome again. I discover that without faith, everything that Christ brought to us becomes inaccessible. Once we cannot discern the faith of the Son of God, or the faith that was once delivered to the saints, we call it the faith that was once delivered to the saints. So faith has been delivered. After faith was delivered, hope was delivered. But faith was delivered. And the way faith was delivered, faith was delivered to a point that it moved to hope, it moved to charity, and presented a church that was waiting for God for salvation. So the early church and the apostles received that complete delivery in such a way that it becomes impossible for the church to move out of that foundation laid. One thing God has done in the past few years, that God again has reenacted that faith, and He has made it bear, and He has defended it and also secured it. One thing the enemy fought against in some few years back was it's fighting. You would know that it's Satan who is doing that against the message of faith, or the faith of Christ, or the faith of the Son of God. It was Satan. It cannot just be a man. It's Satan. Because you discover that once faith is destroyed, the foundation for God is taken away. God can't stay. He can't come down earth without having a stool to stay on. There must be a build up. There must be a mountain. There must be a heaping. There must be a height for God to rest on. So once that place is not present, God cannot come. I went in the house place. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see the fact that faith becomes what assures hope. Like you're saying yesterday, if there's no faith, we can't discover our hope. So the issue of the faith of Christ becomes the basis for which we can ever reach to public salvation. And God has secured that. God has silenced man. There's no more argument about it. You can't contend against that. You can't fight against it. Because God has fought the battle. He has won it. That's why I say fight the good fight of faith. Then you can lay hold on eternal life. If you can't secure faith, there's no hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. So teaching of eternal life becomes unattainable if we cannot establish the basis of faith, hope, and charity. The end of faith is charity. So the way to know you have taught faith well is that you are in charity. If you have not reached charity, then you can't be sure you have finished faith. So that is the faith that works by love, and it's the faith that can produce the love unfeigned, that purifies the heart, purifies the conscience, and that the end of that commandment of faith is charity out of a pure heart. Praise God. So the way God has helped us in the training of faith in this time to open up those domain of charity, to me is an approver that He has led us right and that we have followed well. God has led us right and we have followed well. We have found so much help. Amen. What am I saying? This document speaks to you, please. Take it. It's your life. It will not change. For the next 100 years, it will not change. For the next 100 years, you will leave it. You will hand it over. It's not revelation of a tie. The domain of abiding. Yes. Abiding. So it's I'm saying that's what you will see that there's the need for us to take it in and gain mastery. You know, at a certain stage of our life, we have materials which we try to look out, search out and see if it's true, see what is true about it. We are at a point where there's no more searching out. It's a time of receiving. So please, the job ahead is enormous. The job ahead is serious. Much more in this generation. Like I'm saying, I was saying that a time will come that the church may not have a message to preach to the world if it does not have this food. You're just going to find out that nobody in the world is ready to hear you because what you say is not relevant. Because this is the only way that God can save. God does not have many ways to save. It's not like, you know, are there not other ways? No, there is no other way. That's why I say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not I am a way, I am the way. So the message does not have other side. We can only shed more light to what is being shown. That God is light. In him is no darkness at all. It means that you can receive more light until there's no more darkness. It's not that you will have a light and you will look for another light to complement that light. Every other light, out of that light, is darkness. So this morning, I just want us to see that we are at a point where what God is granting or giving should become part of us, should become laid in us, and should prepare us for the job ahead. Praise the Lord. At the next level we are coming into, all of us are going to be ministers. Like I said, when it comes to public salvation, it's not for ministers ago. It's not for the fivefold alone. It's for all the saints. Salvation is the end of our faith. Salvation is the inheritance of the saints. Salvation is the degree of God for those who have followed him. Amen. So I said we have scriptures, but we don't have curriculum. And we don't have the doctrine of the curriculum. What do you use curriculum as a teacher? When you say you have curriculum, if you have a school, you have a target on the degree awarding of that school. Maybe it's whole level school, secondary school. You expect at the end of this, at the end of the schooling system, they should sit for GCE. Are we together, please? Sit for WASC. That's the target. But to kind of achieve that, they have to set the school into various grade. In the various grade, materials that is needed to instruct the students towards that goal will be laid out. Are we right? So when you have done all of that, you can hire teachers to come and teach based on that. So no teacher comes to teach what he likes. He teaches based on the curriculum because there's a degree in view. When there's a problem with the curriculum delivery, you know that there's a problem with the degree obtaining. Because we have a school system who has the curriculum today, but we don't have the delivery system that can meet up with it, then when the child gets to SS3, you have to arrange for Odu for the child. Because it's not prepared for that exam. And that's where I see that what God gave to us in salvation is like that degree. And there must be a delivery system that can move us to obtain it. So it's not just that somebody just come open Bible, just teach anything. There must be doctrine, there must be learning, there must be skillful delivery of the matters there that is according to or that is in view of the degree to obtain. That's when salvation is in view and is achievable. Are we together, please? So it's not about having a good service. We have, how was service today? We had a good service. The man came, he blessed us. All of that is okay. But is he really moving you along the line of the degree to obtain? Because it's possible to obtain a degree for medicine, and a philosophy teacher lecture just come to class and just teach you philosophy, and you will be interested. You enjoy it. But it is not part of what is needed to train you to obtain a degree. But you enjoy it. Now, what we need for salvation is not everything that God knows. God is sovereign. God knows everything. But there are things that pertain to salvation. If you are learning chemistry, are you saying God does not know chemistry? It's not strange to God. That's why sometimes you are confused. You can send the Holy Ghost to explain it to you more. I can do it. But that is not salvation. What is needed to save us is what they put in his son. So it's not all knowledge. Because sometimes the church, people you want to use the church to drive all knowledge. Things that pertains to salvation. So the light that God gives to us in salvation is the light that pertaining to raising us to experience or be part of divine life, not deity. Deity knows everything. We are not to share in deity, we are to share in divinity. We're not partakers of deity. We are partakers of divinity. Divine life. So you got to know the difference between divinity and deity. That's why there's no day you'll be worshipped. Jesus took part in the two, deity and divinity. What he brought us into is divinity, not deity. So there's no day you will be worshipped. But the Father, the Son, and the Spirit will be worshipped. If you worship another man, it's idolatry. No matter how much stature is it. No. He has taken that expression by being under his God. And will always be under. Forever under. So the light of our salvation is the light that will make us to be a partaker of that divine nature or divine life. How in the house, please? And that is what is revealed in this delivery of the messages. Because sometimes you can just get to a meeting, people just say some other things. Oh, all of that. I want to ask yourself, how does it pertain to faith? If it does not have the foundation of faith of Christ, it's not needed for salvation. It's not difficult to discern if a delivery is not part of it. And sometimes people feel maybe, it's never minded. You don't understand. I know where we are going, and I look for things to get us there. I don't pack just anything. The Bible contains many things. It's called scriptures. It contains many things. Knowledge of man, knowledge of God, knowledge of the kingdoms, even knowledge of Satan is there. That's why when you learn Bible, when you're a Bible student, a Bible scholar, it does not guarantee you salvation. You know the whole Bible, you can argue everywhere there. It doesn't give life. Jesus said, search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. But they are they really that testify of me. So the primary job of scriptures is to testify, to guide you, to know you are in a safe environment. But they don't have life. Life is in his son. I went in the house, please. So everything that has to do with salvation has to do with the knowledge of his son. So please, I want to encourage you, young people, and all of us in the house here, that We have found so much mercy, truth speaking, to find people, find ministers, who God has helped to stay within the boundaries of what is needed for salvation. And I will always surround myself with such people. I can hear anything. Sometimes I get on the YouTube, I watch many things. I listen to many messages. I listen to many things there. But when I'm listening to them, I pick from them because I already have a basis of the anointing of truth within me by reason of the training of faith. So I can discern when it's not part of the work of Christ. Like someone was teaching on reason, they was teaching about the commandments of God that is being broken, and God is restoring the commandments. And he's teaching about the commandments of the law as the commandment. I know that if you are hearing that and you don't have basis, you're going to feel, okay, that's true. It is the commandment that was broken that must be fulfilled. But Christ came and fulfilled that commandment. So if he has fulfilled it, then it has come to an end. Because the essence of a law is that it must be fulfilled. So Christ is the end of the law. Uh-huh. So when you hear that and you don't understand, you're going to feel, okay, it's true. So if we break Sabbath, we're breaking the law of God.
Oh, Father, Maktakla, Dissisi, Efestofende, Ekresifla, Diasafoji. For lo, indeed, when you are fed well, you grow well, and your light and understanding stays. For when a heart does not have light, such a heart will be swayed to and fro. He is a child as long as there is no light, for he will be tossed to and fro. If you stay with this bread which I have brought you, it is the bread which my Father has given to me, even the same bread I have given to you. That is the bread that raised me. Now I am the bread. If you stay with this bread, you will be raised. You will grow well. You will be established. The doctrines that tossed men to and fro, the spirits that bring teachings, that move men to and fro, will not be able to sway you away, for you have eaten a bread that keeps your soul steady. If you will stay with the meal, if you will stay with this table, if you will stay with this table, your heart will be fortified with truth. Your heart will be established with righteousness, established with grace. Yea, stay. I beg you to stay, for this is the true bread. This is the bread that the Father has longed for. This is the table they always wanted to come to. This is the bread they desired, even which bread was kept away from them in this generation now revealed. If you will stay with this bread and gain mastery by this bread, you will find your entrance to life. For this is the meat that I have proposed to bring you life.
So I was just going to say to us that to a great extent, God has delivered to us the curriculum that can guarantee salvation. And we are getting close to the end of that curriculum. Yes, we are getting close. They will build up from faith to hope to charity. You know, God opening the door of mercy to us, all of that, finding joy to move further beyond that into eternal life is a great, so great help. Praise God. So I'm just trying to say to us that there's need at this time for us to know that it's not everything that we need. It's not everything the Bible. It is the knowledge that pertaineth to salvation. That's why the doorway to that is Christ. Once you get that doorway right, every other scripture will fall in place. Because every scripture can take you to journey. If you take any scripture, you can journey to another world by scriptures. Every sect you find in Christianity have their foundation rooted in the Bible. And there are few sects that use other scriptures. Maybe Latter-day Saints use the Book of Mormon. Are we right together, please? Most churches use the Bible. But when you get in there, you're going to find out the content of the Bible is not the same. The hope is not the same. The inheritance is not the same. I went in the house, please. What you expect to become in the process of that delivery is not the same. So when we are coming to Publishing salvation is a certainty that we have gone through certain training and we have fulfilled certain courses within the definition of what God gave. So I want to encourage you this morning, please, that you will need to pace up on this way. This is the true grace of God. You are finding the place to stand. Please stand where, right? And make progress. The Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will add to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, we don't have dominion by our faith. We are heirs of your joy. Because by faith you stand. So the place of security to stand in is to stand by faith. To stand by the faith of the Son of God. This morning we'll find joy.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.